Well, this morning I'm going to read a healing story. For the next few weeks, I'm going to offer up healing stories for us to reflect on what they might mean for us personally and what they might mean for us as a congregation. This morning I'm reading from the Gospel of Mark. Again, this is the Gospel that was recorded first, written down first. It is a Gospel that is urgent, that asks for immediacy in response. And so I ask for you to listen with that understanding. It's from the 7th chapter of Mark. You can follow along on the back of your bulletin if you'd like. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon down to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of Decapolis. And there were some people brought to him, a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged him to place his hand on the man. After he took him aside away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears, and then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, Ephphatha, which means be opened. At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, I love that this story is not told in any of the other Gospels. It makes me reflect a little bit more further about what this particular story might have meant for Mark's community. But certainly touch was an important part of these healing stories in the gospel. In my practice as a nurse, I used to work a lot with new families. And one day I had a class filled with mothers and infants, and I had invited a woman who practiced healing touch to come in and participate. Now, one of the infants in that class was crying and fussy and could not settle down. And we learned that the baby had an ear infection, and she'd been seen by a doctor and was being treated on an antibiotic. But when we suggested that the mother hold her infant's pinky, almost instantly, the baby stopped crying and settled down into her mother's arms. Touch can interrupt pain signals to the brain. Energy and touch have an amazing ability to heal and restore. And Jesus used touch on many occasions. The gospel makes a point that Jesus traveled around a bit to get to Sidon. He actually may have been avoiding crowds. He went a roundabout way to get somewhere that was fairly close to him. Or he may have wanted to travel through the towns of Decapolis, a Gentile town, to reach the people there. Or maybe Jesus was trying to avoid the Pharisees and their complaints against his teaching. We don't really know, but when he did finally arrive in Sidon, the folks in Sidon brought Jesus a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and they begged Jesus to lay hands on him. Jesus took the man away privately. You know, this privacy is another theme that runs through the Gospel of Mark. And it's important to remember that in the practices of the Hebrew tradition and in the synagogue at the time, that things were pretty much community-oriented. The community did everything together. The community laws kept the community in place so that the whole community would be faithful together. So here Jesus is introducing perhaps a new aspect of faith development, that sometimes God comes into our lives in very unique and private ways. Perhaps Jesus took him away to a private place because he didn't want the miracles to be the focus of his ministry. Perhaps he didn't want to become a sideshow, and so he went off privately with this man. Now imagine for a minute what it's like to be deaf. This man had never listened to the scriptures being read. He had never listened or heard prayer. He couldn't listen to any community conversation. Never mind hear the birds that we are listening to right now outside our sanctuary. Deafness is a totally isolating experience. In Hebrew, the word to listen is also the word for obedience. So this man who cannot listen cannot obey. It says in the scriptures that Jesus let out a sigh and he looked up to heaven. Jesus always worked with God the Father. He looked up to heaven and he called forth an opening for this man who was so closed off. This matter of Jesus sighing appears again in the 8th chapter of Mark, where it says that Jesus sighed again. We have to understand what the gospel is trying to tell us here. Here is Jesus performing a miracle and he sighs. Jesus, who is God, has a human experience. Jesus, who is fully human, is also fully God. And in this very private moment, Jesus took his hands and placed them in the deaf man's ears. And after rubbing spit on his hands, he touched the deaf man's tongue with his finger, places his hand directly on the place of need, and the deaf man takes Jesus in. Ephphatha, be opened. From the Aramaic is also related to a Greek word that means to understand. So here is this man, and Jesus puts his hands in his ears and his tongue. Jesus physically transfers himself and brings hearing and speech and understanding and obedience into this man's world. And the people were filled with amazement. They were filled with wonder at all the things that Jesus did so well, making even the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. Well, I have not studied much about quantum theory. I think some of you out there have. I see some of you are interested in that particular subject. But I will tell you, this June, I am scheduled to take a course on quantum touch. It's an avenue for healing that deals with energy and vibration through touch. But the research that's being done by quantum physicists shows that atoms, neutrons, and protons respond to human words. Scientists have observed that. They observe that these atoms become excited and respond positively as positive words are spoken to them. I guess this is where talking to a plant came into being in the 60s, right? But even non-living objects, like cars, can be shown to be affected by words. And when negative words are introduced, physicists have literally watched atoms and neutrons and protons slow down and become irresponsive. Amazing, isn't it? That atoms and neutrons and protons respond negatively or positively depending on the words being spoken over them. I suppose we need to add quantum physics to our biblical scholarship. Jesus' words changed the response of the ancient world. Remember in the Gospel of Matthew, the storm was out there raging and Jesus calmed the storm with his words? And the men were amazed. It said, "Who is this that even the winds and the waves obey him?" Creation was. Creation is responsive to the word of God. So Jesus touched the ears of the deaf man. And when Jesus touched the tongue of the deaf man, imagine the atoms on that man's tongue. He took Jesus into his whole being, and suddenly he spoke. Frank McCourt is an author. He wrote his autobiography titled Angela's Ashes, and he describes a moment in his catechism where he grew in the Catholic Church. He was getting ready for his first communion, and he grew up in Ireland. So he talks about going into his class one day, and the priest there tore off bits of newspaper for the school children to practice receiving communion. They were so poor in that community, they couldn't even afford bread or crackers to place on the tongues of these children. They used newspaper on the tongues of these children so that they could learn how to receive communion from the priest. And some of the children began giggling as they stuck their tongue out to receive this newspaper communion. And the priest bellowed out, "Be quiet! That's God there you've got on your tongue!" Both faith and science agree that what we listen to, what touches us, and what we say to others makes a difference in our lives. Faith is about listening, obeying, and sometimes we are just like the deaf man. We can't hear and we aren't obedient. A mother was teaching her 4-year-old about God, and his name was Benji. She said, "Benji, are you ready for Jesus to enter your heart?" And his answer was, "No, I really don't want that responsibility." How many of us have that same answer? Jesus heals our lives so that we can take him in, so that his life enters ours. And we confess that he's the Lord of our lives. Hearing the word of God is the very essence of taking Jesus in. Jesus enters in within us through the word. And remember, the Hebrew word for listening is also the word for obey. We hear and obey. Ephphatha, be opened. The command Jesus gave the deaf man. Jesus is the opening for our relationship with God. And at his death, remember, the temple curtain was torn. It opened. An opening was made for us to be reconciled to God. And the stone from the tomb, the stone rolled away and the tomb was opened to make room for resurrection. While we may be disillusioned by the world around us, we may feel challenged to exist as a church. Perhaps we need Jesus to come amongst us and say, "Ephphatha, be opened." Here's the thing. Be opened. Take Jesus in. Stop resisting or trying to do things without him. Perhaps we, the church, are like the deaf man with the speech impediment. We can't hear Jesus and we can't speak in a way that people understand either. But Christ is the head of our church and he reigns over all that we do. We need to take Jesus in. And so we too take in the Lord Jesus Christ here at the Lord's table. We too believe in the real presence of Christ as we share in the bread and the cup. We believe that the bread and the cup changes us. Some of us take communion readily and some of us resist it. But this is the table where the body of Christ touches ours, where we take the body of Christ in on our tongues. Could we let Jesus grow in us this morning? I mean, really walk away from this table changed, more ready to offer the love of God, more ready to obey, more ready to speak freely about Jesus Christ in our lives? When this bread hits our tongues today, can we speak, leave this table and speak freely and openly about the love of Christ in our lives? Our words affect the atoms and the protons and the neutrons in this community. And as we take Jesus Christ in today, might we become more ready to take responsibility. Obedience alone will teach us. It's not just about having a response to God. It's about learning to become who God wants us to be. The point of hearing the healing stories in our scriptures is not simply for us to believe in miracles. It's not only about how our spiritual lives change. It's not only about how God affects our physical lives. God heals so that we can listen, so that we can be obedient to His word and to His call. To be healed is to give glory to God, to be obedient. And sometimes that means leading and living spiritually whole lives with very real and physical vulnerabilities. And when we learn to do that, like the deaf man who suddenly hears and speaks, it is a miracle. All are invited to this table. We come to the Lord's table as one body. Let us come to this table not as something that we do, but so that something can be done in us. Amen.